Hataka asane asinan svadhishnyeshu iva pavakan shraddha samyama samyuktaha pritaha raha hava agrajan hatakasana asinam hatakasana asinam hatakasana asinam
hatakasana asinam
svadhin svadhisnyeshviva pavakan svadhisnyeshviva pavakan
Shraddha
samyamya samyuktaha
Shraddha
samyamya samyuktaha Prita praha bhava grajan Prita praha bhava grajan Hatakasana asinam
Hatakasana asinam
Svadhishnisviva pavakan Svadhishnisviva pavakan Shraddha samyamya samyuktaha Shraddha samyamya samyuktaha Prita praha bhava grajan Hataka asane On the throne made of gold Asinan When they were seated Svadhishyeshu on the altar Iva like Pavakan fire Shraddha respect Samyama restraint Samyuktaha being decorated with Pritaha feast Praha said Bhava, Lord Shiva, Agrajan, the elder brothers. Translation. Four great sages were elder to Lord Shiva, and when they were seated on the golden throne, they appeared just like fire blazing on the altar. Maharaj Prithu, out of his great gentleness and respect for them, begin to speak with great restraint as follows. Purport. The Kumaras are described herein as the elder brothers of Lord Shiva. When the Kumaras were born out of the body of Lord Brahma, they were requested to get married and increase the population. In the beginning of the creation, there was great need of population. Therefore, Lord Brahma was creating one son after another and ordering them to increase. However, when the Kumaras were requested to do so, they declined. They wanted to remain brahmacharis throughout life and be engaged fully in the devotional service of the Lord. The Kumaras are called Naistika Brahmachari. meaning they are never to marry. Because of their refusal to marry, Lord Brahma becomes so angry that his eyes become reddish. From between his eyes, Lord Shiva or Rudra appears. The mode of anger is consequently known as Rudra. Lord Shiva also has a Sampradaya party known as the Rudra Sampradaya, and they are also known as Vaishnavas. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Then Lord Brahma, he was having many sons. I just have the names here from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 1222. He was having Marichi, Atri, Angira, Pulatsya, Pulaha, Kratu, Rigu, Vasishta, Daksha, and Narada. He was also having Manu as son. Then there is also the four Kumaras and Lord Shiva. Then what we see is that some of his sons are very advanced and some of them are not. In the Narasimha Purana, it is said, I added this verse in my books, that this Marichi, Atri, Angira, Pulatsya, Pulaha, Kratu, Bhrigu, Vasishta, Daksha, they were Karmakandi. They were on the level of Karmakanda. And Narada Muni, he was on the level of Bhakti. And the four Kumaras, they were Jnanis, on the level of Jnana. Then, what we can see here is that Brahma is conditioned soul. Yes or no? Brahma is conditioned, but he has some sons for liberation, like the four Kumaras, like Narada Muni and Lord Shiva. These are liberated sons of Brahma. And although Brahma is conditioned soul, he is acting as their guru. And, interesting, And we will come to this, yes, Prabhupada, he said in one purport here. Okay, what is this? He said, I remember what that he said. He said that that the four Kumaras, they get liberated by the mercy of Brahma also, and Narada Muni. It's like in some time in business, you have someone, very big businessman, and you get some newcomer, he's coming, and he starts also doing business, and he becomes bigger than this one. Then similarly in this case, bigger in the sense, more realized. The four Kumaras, they were more realized than Brahma and Narada Muni also and Lord Shiva. Yeah, these are very important. I mean, why is it like this? Because Brahma, he is getting all the knowledge from Krishna, Tene Brahma, Hridaya, Hikava, in his heart, but he is not realizing. He's just giving it. You got it? He's just giving it to others, and others, they realize, they can realize this knowledge like Narada Muni and for Kumaras. Lord Shiva's position is a little bit different. Then Brahma is just giving this knowledge to his sons, and among his sons, there are some who realize it. They are realizing it. We can see also the same with Narada Muni.
Narada Muni also, he met the four Kumaras before, huh? He met them. And when he stayed these 4 months of the Chaturmas, during this, he met the Kumaras, and he also gave, they gave him the knowledge, and Narada Muni becomes the next millennium. He is the one who is spreading bhakti. Then Prabhupada, in one purport, he said, the disciplic succession from Brahma is spiritual. Why this genealogical succession from Manu is material? You got it? We have two disciplic succession. One is spiritual and one is material. This material disciplic succession is given through son to fathers. Like this. It's become material. But he said both are on the progressive march towards the same goal of Krishna consciousness. Then we have two successions are there. One is spiritual, this is coming one from who? From Narada Muni, from the four Kumaras, from Lakshmi also, and from Rudra. These are spiritual. Why it is spiritual? Because these devotees are liberated. They can go out from this Brahmanda. They can go out. They can cross the seven coverings and go out of this material world. There are. But others, it is material in the sense it is given through sons and what we see, when it is like this, there is a risk that the succession gets broken. We see this also when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. We have the, it's called, in Hindi, it's called Parivar, Advaita Parivar. Parivar means family, huh? We have Advaita Parivar, we have Gadadhar Parivar, and we have Nityananda Parivar. And this, when you go to Vrindavan, you see many Vaishnavas are there, and they are mainly from this family succession. In Radhakund also, those who are in Radhakund, they are coming from Nityananda Parivar. This is called the ghost families. Huh? Then there is every time a risk that they are not so much active. Not so much. But the question is why? Why this also why we can see why the succession of Sanat Kumar, they are not active. Now, is almost extinct. Almost, you know. Vishnu, Swami, their succession is very active in Maharashtra. It's called Varkaris, if you haven't heard. Huh? Varkaris means, if you know, you have gone to Pandharpur. Pandharpur is like Vrindavan in Maharashtra. There is Rukmini Vithala. Madhavithala, Vithala, Vithala, Madhavithala, Panduranga, Panduranga, Vithala, Panduranga. This thing. This thing. They are also devotee, Vaishnavas, very they worship Tulsi, but they are still very powerful in Maharashtra. Lot of are there. Mixed Samayavadi, is there. Yeah, I was asking why. Because there are these four yugas are there. In Satya Yuga, what happened? These four Kumaras become very prominent. Because why? Because they are giving these Shantaras. Because the four Kumaras, they are also devotees, but they give these Shantaras, means they are giving Vaikuntha realization. And when you go more, then Lakshmi become also prominent in other. Lakshmi now is still prominent in South India. They are still very powerful. Only Nimbarka Sampradaya is not very powerful. You can go like look for their books or there, you cannot find books. Very difficult to find the Vedanta Sutra of Nimbarkacharya. Very difficult to find it in the market. But you can see the Gaudiya Sampradaya is spread like it. You go in the internet, huge material is there. books, printing our books are also. Why? Because it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. It's the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And this Gaudiya Sampradaya is spread now. It is just empowered. Why? Because it is Kali Yuga. It is the Dharma of Kali Yuga. Then these Sampradayas, what happened? Sometimes they get empowered according to the Yuga, and sometimes they get just they shrink, but they are there, existing there, and they are still there, but they get more empowered in some Kali Yuga level. And this goes, we have also Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he didn't give initiation to his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. He asked, go to Gaura Kishore Babaji Maharaj. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was having many sons, and there is another one, is called Lalita Prasad. He is extended. He gave him the initiation. Then we also have this in the Bible, in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, there was also one spiritual, and one was, we can say, material. The spiritual, it was Moses. Moses used to go to the mountain, the Sinai, used to meet with God and this and that. He was having children also. He was having, but he did not give. The second successor was not one of his child. It was Joshua. Joshua, he was a warrior, kind of warrior. And this was spiritual. After Joshua, we have the judges. For 300 years, the judges are empowered personalities. They continue. Then after this, we have the prophets. They continue. And it was also, we can say, almost extinguished. And we have familial sampradaya. Who were there? These are the high priest, is called. Is his brother. Moses has brother. His name was Aaron. Aaron, huh?
Good pronunciation.
Aaron. You don't know him? Yeah, his brother. He was one brother. And his brother, he became the high priest. He was taking care of the temple. And only his sons could become high priest. No one could become. And this was completely extinguished also. Then as Prabhupada said in this purport, these two are on the progressive march of becoming Krishna consciousness. These two are there. But the spiritual, it's more important. What does it mean, spiritual? Spiritual means the person who is in charge, he can give initiation to anyone. Not from his family. He can give to anyone. He sees only if this person is qualified. We have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did this. Huh? We have Jesus also. Jesus, all his disciples, one was fisher, one was a worker, and this and that. His 12 disciples, he saw that they were qualified, and he made them inherit this teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did the same. He was beyond this Varna Ashrama. He took disciples not from Brahmins, from different. And that is the what is very original in the spiritual sampradaya. Yeah, I just want to say. I was thinking about something about the four Kumaras. Yeah, Mataji yesterday, she said that very nice, she said the class, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this Hare Krishna because of separation. Because our in Krishna consciousness, we follow the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't want to meet Krishna now. We are just in separation. Separation means what? We change the name of Krishna. Prabhupada also said, don't go to Vrindavan and try to look for Krishna in some bushes there. Oh, where is Krishna? You know, we have already the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna mantra. The name is non-different from Krishna. We already have Krishna is there. We should just take his name seriously and chant the name in mood of separation from Krishna. And that was Krishna. He did. And she said also we have this Hare Krishna, but the Nimbarka Acharya, we have Radhe Krishna. Then it's very strange this. How is it that their main guru, who is their main guru? Nimbarkacharya. Who? Nimbarkacharya is who their main, who founded the Sampradaya, na? Before? The four Kumaras. Yes. Then the question we can ask, how is it that the four Kumaras, they are in Santaras? Santaras means neutral. I have to explain this, we have some. Santaras means we have five relationships with Krishna. Huh? Five. One is called neutral, it's called Shantarasa. One is called Dasyarasa, servitude. We act as with Krishna like servant. Another is called Sakya, means we have friend with Krishna. Vatsalya, Krishna is like our child. And Madhurya, means there are some loving relationship with Krishna. Then the question is, how is it that the four Kumaras, they are in Shantarasa, means neutral, and their Sampradaya, the Nimbarka Sampradaya, they are in Radhe, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna. Huh? How is it? I see it as in function of the these ages, this Kali Yuga, this the Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Satya Yuga. But still it is not that it is not really, it's not clear. If you go there, see, it's not really, I don't know, it's not, see, from Shanta you go to Madhurya, then Radha. And we have also one very important thing is Rukmini. She's into union with Krishna in Dvarka. Huh? In Dvarka, Krishna, he stays every time with Rukmini. There is no separation. There is no quarrel, we can say. Some quarrel are there. Separation, there is more quarrel, you know. And we can say that and the Rukmini, she is Chandravali in Krishna Lila. And Radha, she's we have this in Brihat Bhagavatamrita. When Radharani, she came, she became the servant of, it's a long story, we're not there all this story. Just, huh? Then the question is, how is it union? Because Rukmini, maybe, I don't know, Chandravali is, because Krishna, he spent maybe more time with Chandravali than with Radharani. Because there is a lot of quarrel between Krishna and Radharani in the sense spiritual, huh? His separation is there. Then, I think, we maybe think more about it. Why these four Kumaras, okay, they are in Kali Yuga and they are chanting this Radhe Krishna, and is little bit. Then we should also be, we actually understand this and have faith that this Hare Krishna mantra is the mantra given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because we may become senior devotees for many years, you know, this Radhe Krishna is good mantra. Huh? And out of sentiment, we may start also chanting this mantra. But this is not the mood which is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should stick with understanding behind this, there is huge philosophies there. It's not something which is then also, when you go to these Sampradayas, you don't see the six Goswami of Vrindavan. And the six Goswamis, they are very important. in our sampradaya. As Mataji explained here yesterday, there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he did, he took 2 points. These sampradayas, they don't have perfect philosophy. Their philosophy is not fully perfect. Then the most perfect philosophy is, who has given this philosophy? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took 2 points from every these sampradayas and he mixed them, then it becomes perfect philosophy, not in this Acharya Veda Veda Tattva. It's become. Then we should have the, we should become very faithful, loyal to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to the six Goswamis, and especially to Sri Prabhupada. Of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, but Prabhupada, he brought this Hare Krishna, and he brought it here in Melbourne. He's the one who brought it. Then we should be very thankful to Srila Prabhupada who brought this here, and it is spread like this. Yeah, this I just explained how the Kumaras, they disobeyed, you can say, as it is explained here. However, when the Kumaras were requested to do so, they declined. They declined, and there was no fault in this. There was no fault, because there's sampradaya, there's spiritual. It's not question of grihastha, brahmachari. We have also Lord Shiva, his grihastha. Of these three, we had the chant for Kumar, the Naisika Brahmachari, Dharmoni, also Naisika Brahmachari, and we have Lord Shiva, his grihastha. It depends on our consciousness, how we are. If we are becoming attached to Krishna, we are also spiritual. We can become also spiritual. Yeah. We will discuss a little bit now about the four Kumaras when they went to Vaikuntha. Then how they went there? How? They didn't went there through the process of bhakti. They went there through their mystic power. It's written also. They just had mystic power. Then they came and they are there. The Jai Vijay, they didn't know the Jai Vijay stopped them. When you go to Vrindavan, there is Lord Shiva. He does there. He's called Kshetrapal. Kshetra means place, and Pal means he's the protector of the Dham. No one who is not qualified can enter the Dham without the mercy of Lord Shiva. Without, he has his servant. We don't see this. He's on the subtle platform, but he has many servants that are protecting the Dham. Like this. And when you answer also, see when you cross the seven coverings, the Viraksha River, you come to this Brahma Jyoti, we find what? The first. We find also Shiva, Lord Shiva is there. He's there like this. They have some services out there. And here, because sometime in the Vaikuntha there are some very powerful mystics, they have mystic power and they enter there like this. They come. They come. If you read Brihad Bhagavatam Rita, when Gopakumar, he reached Lord Shiva's place, what happened? He saw that the Vishnu Dutas were coming. It is the Vishnu Dutas who introduced him there. He entered into Vaikuntha. He didn't come like this, uninvited, as we said. And he just came. No, he was invited by the Vishnu Dutas come, then they put him on the door, he waits here. We will introduce you to Narayan. Then he went through all these seven doors. But here, in the case of the four Kumaras, they just, by their mystic power, they came there. Of course, Jai Vijay was very much They were, oh, who are you? Cannot answer here. Because they to enter, they need to be accompanied by this Vishnu Dutas. Then they enter, then they cursed. They become angry and they cursed. And that's why this Shantarasa, in Shantarasa means neutral. It is better to be neutral, like three. You will not curse anyone. If you enter there, if you have this friendship, or if you have this servitude with Krishna, or then there is some loving service. That was it. Those who are in neutral, they become trees, they become stones in Vaikuntha. There is no more cursing, there is no more. Just keep them quiet. There is no more. Then here, the question is, why they were there? Well, Krishna, he made some arrangements. They were impersonalists. He wanted to show to them that the happiness of Vaikuntha is higher than impersonal Brahmaji. He wanted to show to them. Then they come there. Yeah, Rigo also, once he wants like this. What he does, he make them enter. They never, before, these four Kumaras, they used to see the Lord in their heart. They never meet him face to face. Then here, they never saw him, they never smell the fragrance of his body. When here also, hearing, we have these five senses. When you come in contact with Krishna, here is Narayan, these five senses become activated. The nose, the ear, the smell. Then he wants to show to them that the bliss of Vaikuntha is higher than the happiness of Brahmaji. And sometimes also, some demons, they enter into Vaikuntha also, like this. But while these demons they are entering, they don't experience this sweetness of Vaikuntha. So they are just coming there. Why did he make them, Narayan make them enter? He just want to make some pastime in there, get some fun inside Vaikuntha. And after, he kick them out. It's like a king, you know, king likes, sometimes he want to have show, invite some people, start fighting or do that. He pay them and after he go out. Similarly here, then the four Kumaras, they did not enter Vaikuntha through devotional service or bhakti or just, they just enter there through their mystic power, they enter into Vaikuntha. Yeah, the Lord, Narayana or Krishna, he brought the Kumaras to Vaikuntha to teach them about devotional service. Yeah. He wanted to teach them about devotional service. They knew his external energy, but they were not familiar with their, with Krishna's internal energy. Then he brought them there to become familiar with his internal energy. The external energy, it just create like these three gunas are there. It create this tension, fighting, but the internal energy is different. They will realize this. When the four Kumaras they will enter Vaikuntha, they will realize how the internal energy is. They will see the Lord, they will see his beauty, they will see his cloth, they will see his garland, they will have to know. Then, by this experience, they will have some attraction for Vaikuntha. Yeah, here, the Lord's future is smelled. This is from Bhagavatam, from all these things, Bhagavatam, third canto, when the four Kumaras, they entered they saw the Lord. Four, they smelled the fragrance of his lotus feet. It was carried by the air and mixed with the aroma of tulsi. They never experienced tulsi before Kumaras. Then their mind and bodies become agitated. First, their mind become very strongly agitated by the changes arising from this happiness. Then their body become agitated. Then tears come, then hair standing on end, perspiration. Even though they had been practicing Brahman, the form of the Lord was more attractive to them. Okay, they entered this. And they said, oh, we have realized that we are Atma. See, this is Brahman realization, when realized, oh, I am Atma. But now, we have realized that you are the Paramatma. You are the Supreme. And this is the realization. And they come to the conclusion that no one can know your Supreme Form without bhakti, fixed bhakti. It's bhakti, when bhakti is fixed, then they can know the form. And the question, how can we know the characteristic of bhakti? This can be known only by the devotees. They said this. Then I explain here again these progressions of the four Kumaras and how Brahma is conditioned. How then Brahma also, when he was born from the lotus, and this is our condition, he was faced with two things. One is he was afraid. First, he was confused. He tried to see what is the Lord, what is this, what he tried by his own effort, but he could not see. And then the Lord, means Sarvabhuta Kshaya Vishnu, he showed him his form. Then, he was small, he showed him Vaikuntha also. He showed him Vaikuntha to Brahma. And Brahma became really peaceful. And after this, Brahma, he became afraid of what? Of pride. He said, oh, now I have to do this work of creation. I am the topmost person in this universe. I am afraid. Please tell me, how can I get released from this pride? Then the Lord, he said, you have to do sadhana bhakti with the goal of attaining prema. And he did this. And he gets this way when he was 50 years old. What means 50 years old? One day of Brahma is how many? Huh? One day of Brahma is four yugas. Kali Yuga, Dvapara. He gets the month. This is there. In the verse is there, huh? In the Gopal Upanishad. Where is this? Yeah, when you got 50 years old, I don't know where I put this. Anyway, it's there, you can trust me. What is it? He gets, then what's relation was Brahma with Krishna? What is his relation? He was friend of Krishna. He has a relationship of friendship. That's why we see this Leela coming up. When he tried to stole the calf, and the cow had bought his friend. He has, but he reached this only after 50 years. He knows what is his what, how we call this in Sanskrit? His Swarupsiddhi. Yeah, he said this. His Swarupsiddhi. Only after 50. Oh, you are cowherd boy. You are. No day they give you Swarup Siddhi after 1 year or 2 years. You get, oh, you are Gopi, your name is. Some sadhus in Vrindavan they do this, you know. Come and they, after he said your age is 12 years, 11 years, you have sari, you sari, your eyes are like this and this and that. The new Brahma, he got this after 50 years of his time. He knew that he is. Then this is called also progressing. Slowly, 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 we realize our position. Then we have Lord Shiva, now we will discuss. We discuss a little bit about the Kumaras. Because in these verses are there, the four are there. Huh? We see Lord Brahma, he become angry when they declined, the four Kumaras declined to get married. To he become very much angry because Brahma he's mostly interested in his service. This service was given him, you should fill up the universe. Everything was empty. The universe was empty. Then all his sons, he tried with this one, that one. He tried with Lord Shiva, it did not work. Lord Shiva, he created a very fearful personality. He said, no, you stop. You go do tapasya, go to the forest, do meditation. He tried with the four Kumaras, not work. He also got some quarrel with Narada Muni also. He's there in the Vaivata Puran. They curse each other. And he will try with Manu, Daksha. He tried with Daksha also. Daksha was good. He created a lot of people in the program. Problem, he's one of the most, one of the sons of Brahma who has most problem is Daksha. He's not so much spiritually advanced. And the Bhagavatam, he compared Daksha with Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni is also one of the sons of Brahma, Kardama. Then, Daksha, he did this mistake to fight with Lord Shiva. After this, he performed austerities for 6 manvantaras. See, manvantara, big. And in the 6 manvantara, what happened? He again cursed Narada Muni. Then again his bhakti was finished. Then Krishna, what he gave him? He just gave him sons gratification. A lot of wealth, a lot of sons gratification. But Kardama Muni, also Daksha, he didn't wish for bhakti. It was not his desire to get bhakti. Kardama Muni, he prayed, oh, give me bhakti. Although he was also, he engaged, he was willing to, he was engaged in some kind of education. Although he will get bhakti. Because he prayed for bhakti. He prayed. Then, these are today, he's more better situated than Daksha. Yeah, among the sons, Kardama Muni, he's good one. Because he will get this bhakti later. Although he entered this Varnasaram system, he entered it in good way, not like Daksha. Daksha will get nothing, he will get all your opulence he can say. See, these are the sons of Brahma. We can also go compare Vasishta, Atri. Atri, who is Atri? Atri was a little bit connected with the, what's his name, this avatar? Dattatriya. Dattatriya, he preached impersonalism. Yeah, he preached, they are still in India. Maharashtra, they are there also. I don't know other time. They are also in the Himalayas, in the Triyahi. Then it's long, we can study, you can write a book on this small book. Research You can just see the son of Brahma, and you go here, and you go, Bhagavatam is big, Purana is this, that, verses, and write who is whose son. Then we can also avoid this. We can try to be like Narada Muni, follow, or like Lord Shiva. And Brahma, or Lord Brahma, he was also a successful Brahma. Took little time, but it ended nicely, not like Daksha. Daksha's story show us you cannot get Krishna by your austerity. Oh, I am doing austerity. You can get Krishna how? How can you get Krishna? By this samadarshina, respect to others, and this. Not because you don't know who is who. Here, this show us here is, in this that the four Kumaras, Narada Muni, although they are the sons of Brahma, they are more highly spiritually advanced than their father. And this does not mean that Brahma is envious of them. No, Brahma is happy. Oh, these are my sons. My best sons is Narada Muni, four Kumaras, and Lord Shiva. The others, some are creating some problem and some are. Then we have the last is Lord Shiva. He is also, then Lord Shiva is in Vrindavan. Lord Shiva is Gopishwar Mahadev. He is Lord Shiva. You will find him everywhere. You find him in Krishna, you will find him in Vrindavan, you find him in Mathura, you will find him with Ram, because he is very much attached to Krishna. It is said that from Krishna, from the left side, Radharani came. His expansion of Radharani. And from the left side is Lord Shiva. Has expanded like this. Then Lord Shiva is very dear devotee to Krishna. Why he is very dear? Why? Because he is doing very difficult service. He is coming with this tamas, this mode of ignorance. He is coming with it and he is not affected by it. He is like, suppose now you are spirit guru and you want to take some disciple who are in the mode of ignorance. Very dangerous work to accept disciples who are in the tamaguna, mode of ignorance. Very dangerous. And he is doing this. We have this with the, what is his name?
Hasma
means?
Ashes.
He is his guru and he want to kill his guru with ashes. He gives benediction. We have meaning. Then Lord Shiva is also not affected by lust at all. We have this in Kamyavan. Kamyavan is in one forest in Vrindavan, one of the best forests. We have one Shiva Linga. Shiva Linga means one deity of Shiva. It's called Kamadev. Kamadev. Lord Shiva, when Kamadev tried to enchant, you can say enchant Lord Shiva, he was burned from his eyes. Then also, Lord Shiva, he was only attracted by Mohini. Mohini? But it was spiritual. Mohini was from, it was the internal energy of Krishna. It's normal that he was attracted to the internal energy of Krishna. Then Lord Shiva, the gopis also, they pray to Vrindavan, Gopishwar Mahadev, they go. Pray to him. Everyone pray to him. Then Lord Shiva is one of the dearest devotees of Krishna and he is taking this service. So there is a story there why he took this service. It was written in this Krishna Kathamrita. This old one that the Madhavananda Prabhu was writing on. It is said that in the beginning the demons and the devotee, they were both worshipping Krishna. But the demons, they were creating song. And Krishna, he came to Lord Shiva, he said, hey, would you like to do one service for me? What? Please attract this. Let this demon become Lord for Lord. Then Krishna, he tricked them. How? He took smaller position. He showed that Shiva is higher than him. Then this demon, they were attracted. Oh, because demon is attracted by something big. Then they become followers. Then also Lord Shiva, he is doing this work of the annihilation. It's also very difficult work to annihilate the It's like war you are doing with the material energy. Then in this way, we have this verse. He's explaining these four sons of Lord Brahma, the Kumaras, Lord Shiva, and how Kumaras, they refused to marry. They want to stay as Naistika Brahmachari. And there is nothing wrong with this. Okay, we stop here. Any comments? Any questions? Yes.
In our tradition, we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which was made appropriated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the Sampradaya was there even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
So were they still chanting something else? Or were they chanting? Because our Sampradaya comes from Brahma.
See, in our Sampradaya, the one who started really this was Madhavendra Puri first, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There were also some other poets like Jayadev Goswami. What is the other name? Jayadev Goswami, another one. Huh? No. These were poets. And this was there. But it was not manifest. It was a little bit, see, something like underground was there. They were also Vishwakaris. It is not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya is something new. Bhakti is not new. If you calculate also the kalpas, different kalpa are there. Yeah, we can say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the one who put this in front. He just took it and put this Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna mantra is also in this Kali Shankara Upanishad. Huh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Iti Sudasaka Nam Nam, Kali Kalma Sadrasanam, Nantaha Paratara Upaya, Sarva Dishu Vishyate. Iti Sudasaka Nam Nam. Sudasaka means 16 Nam Nam. Kali Kalma Sadrasanam, Kali Kalma Sadrasanam, Kali, take it out. Nataha. Paratara upaya. There is no other upaya. Upaya means there is no other process. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. All the Vedas Drishyate. So then this Hare Krishna mantra is there. It's there. Also, if you go to Navadvip Mangal Parikrama, for Navadvip, you will see also many stories there showing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing. It is there, religion is in the Veda, but it was not, as I said, according to you, to the yoga, there is some process which is coming. If you go to Satya Yoga, you will not find Hare Krishna Mahamantra, although it is written in the scripture, this mantra is there. Okay, you got it. Any other questions? Yeah.
In the personality, they have gone to Vaikuntha in their physical body, some demons enter
into Vaikuntha.
In general, like how
do we appreciate that?
So how do we?
Understand that, okay, we can go with the material body into the spiritual.
No, it is not material body. They enter with their spiritual. Ah, yeah, I got your question. Very nice question. How the demons normally to enter Vaikuntha, you have to have spiritual body. Yes, huh? Because if you go out from discovery, when you go out from discovery, you don't have any more your gross body and subtle body. You lose it, huh? Yeah, very nice question, huh? How can demon enter?
Durvasa Muni.
You know, in that Durvasa Muni is different, you know. Durvasa Muni is very powerful. He is liberal, he can go anywhere. He blessed even Radharani. You see, this of Durvasa Muni is all pastime. And also with the demons is also some pastime. Krishna make, because in Vaikuntha the Trigunas are not there. Maya means Trigunas. If they are not present there, then how the demon enters there? It is by Krishna's desire, as I explained. He wants, let me play a little bit, let this enter. Let me teach you these Kumaras, four Kumaras, some bhakti. Then the inspiration comes. We are just sitting, because you see we are controlled. Yeah. Like you can come, you're sitting here, and you may decide, oh, I will go to the prasad, or I will go there, or I will go there. This, we are controlled by the super soul. Although when we are liberated, the super soul is not there. Then Krishna still controls some demons comes. The demons, they have still the super soul is there. And they can cross it. Sit, and they enter. That's why this Shiva Loka, Kailash is there. Huh? They are watching who can enter, who can. I find this to be very strange. You are in Vaikuntha. Why do you need security guard? Very strange, huh? You are in Vaikuntha. We don't need this. But it is like this. Okay, in Vrindavan we understand. Because in Vrindavan is mixed demons and devotees, everyone. They are protecting the dham, the servant of Lordship. But in the spiritual world, why you need seven gates in the spiritual world? To go to the first, this I cannot answer your question for you. Why is so much security needed there? Yeah.
We also have a similar, like it's mentioned that the Lord Shiva or different personalities take a role of protecting the dham.
Yeah.
As who qualifies to believe.
To enter, yeah.
But in general, from our eyes, we can see that most of the audience is there in dham, like the devotees, yeah, that we recognize the devotees are there. And equally, also, we can see a different and similar.
But they have done something. They have these people. They have done something in their past life, and Krishna made them enter. Although they are very, they don't like Krishna.
Yeah, they got nothing to do.
They if you speak with the Brajavasis sometimes, they are like atheists, you know. Worse. I heard one day what they explained to me. When Ram, he killed all these Rakshasas within this in this battle between Ravan. These Rakshasas, they were allowed to enter into dham to benefit them, because they get in touch with Krishna, with Ram. Ram is purely spiritual. They come in touch. They are not getting full liberation. This is explained by Rupa Goswami in his Lagu Bhagavatam Gita. one small book, Lagum is small. He explained why Ram and Rishimadev, they could not give liberation to Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Rishimadev did not give them love of God. And also Ram, Ramachandra, he killed also Ravan and Kumbhakarna. They could not give love of God. He explained, only Krishna can give this. When Krishna kills someone, he enters into the spiritual world. He gets free. Then all these who are in Vrindavan, these Vrindavasis, and as you said, they are sometimes worse. Huh? But they are these who are killed by these Rakshasas, they were killed. Then he made them enter into Vrindavan. They take birth there. They keep taking birth there, birth there. And he did so many nonsense. You know? They keep coming. Enter the subgenius. This is Krishna's mercy. Because Dham is also Krishna's mercy. Krishna is merciful with them. He just made them. We have also some who are born in Braj, but they are not there in the Dham. Okay, this is clear. So. Any other questions? This side? Yeah.
You said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in our day and around India. I know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually did a big upheaval of Vaishnava culture in a predominantly Muslim dominated kingdom.
Yeah.
Did we also see a lot of Muslims also taking up?
Lot of what?
A lot of Muslims also taking up
Krishna
religion, like
Haridas Thakur. Yeah, no, there is not only Haridas Thakur, there is one family called Pathan. Pathan. This is in the Madhya Lila, chapter 80, verse 196, 7. I just gave class on this yesterday. Verse is still in my mind. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he converted the whole Pathans. They are still there, right? He got discussion with Pathan. He told him, what is written in the Quran about God? What is your concept? Then this Pathan said, oh, the Quran is described God as impersonal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, in the Quran there is Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Astanga Kanda, and finally Bhakti Kanda. And at the end, the Quran refutes all this. And he show how Krishna has fought. He told 10 many verses there, about 20, 30 verses are there. Then he did it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he converted Muslims, he converted Buddhists. Maya, he didn't convert Christians. He didn't. This Prabhupada did it. In the other hand, Prabhupada did not convert Muslims. There are more time. He was in Iran, Prabhupada. But it's not like he did in the West. Prabhupada did most. Prabhupada's disciples were from Christian background and Jewish background. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did not convert any Jew. Speaking with them, Quran is there.
Is there any proper disciples?
Huh?
Is there any proper disciples?
Yeah, there is. One is called Ravan Ari. Ari is enemy of Ramana. Ravi is from Palestine. He just left his body 2 years ago. There is one from Iran. He is no more in his country. He becomes Sufi. What's his name? I forget his name. I know two. Not so many. When Prabhupada was in Iran, his devotee, he invited Prabhupada to Iran. At that time, Iran was not like now. It was Shah. It was a very open country. And many devotees we have in Iran. We were having Govinda restaurants. But when this revolution happened, everything went underground. If you go on the TV, they said, be careful of the Hare Krishnas. If they give you something to eat, prasad, don't eat. But they are not doing nothing to the in Hare Krishna. Because Kiranyan are very little intelligent. It was big civilization. Okay? He did, he did. Any other questions? Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.